So what I'd like to propose is that I'll incorporate some sound into the practice. So we had that great idea earlier, and so I'd like to do that. And I'd like to practice it now because I think it will support you so it won't sound so strange and bring you out as much of the experience when you're in the meditation. You won't be so surprised. And it gives you a chance to practice if you want. So what we're doing in this particular iris practice, I'm going to walk through Sankalpa. So we'll do the different steps of Sankalpa and a long Anamaya practice and a body sensing, a really nice, long, slow body sensing. And then with the breath sensing, we're going to use some sound. And that will open up the breath as energy and you'll feel the vibration. So I'm going to be doing the sound here in the room. I invite everybody in the room to do the sound if you'd like, but it's not a requirement. So if you don't feel like doing the sound, that's fine too. You can just hear and feel the vibration of me doing the sound. But for everybody at home, you get to choose what you want to do, whether you want to make the sound and feel it. It's really lovely. And you can do different tones of the sound and you'll feel that vibration in different parts of your body. And we're just going to do a really simple sound together. I'm going to do M. We could do ah, we could do E, we could do O. I'll do M. It's a nice, and what's great about humming, it's, M is like a it's a hum sound. It will give us that vibration and it will naturally lengthen your exhalation, which we know will bring online the parasympathetic nervous system, right? And then after that, we'll just note the natural flow of your breath. So I'll try it now, and you can do this, seated, you can lie down and start to get comfortable, whatever feels right to you. But I'm just going to inhale and just do a few rounds of humming with the M sound. And you just do it, you don't have to do it with me. So we can do it kind of like at your own breathing, right? So it'll be sound like, different bells or something chiming. So inhalation. Great. And so when I do this, it's going to do a couple of things. It will brighten your attention, so it might feel like it's, quote, bringing you up or out a little bit. That's okay. That's natural. But it might also be this beautiful vibration that just lulls you, that deepens you at the same time into the meditation. And you can play around. You might hum, and then you might let that go and feel the vibration of me humming, whatever feels right. I will say that it's coming so that if you're deep in the meditation, hopefully it'll be coming through on some level and it won't be as jarring, okay? So for all these practices, we don't want you to necessarily have it be state specific to one way of lying down or staying seated, but we do want you to be as comfortable as possible. So make your nest, whatever that means for you. It could be pillows and a blanket that props you up while you're in a comfortable seated position. You could be lying down on your back, on your side. You could be standing. So just take a moment to notice this time of transition from all that we've opened up to in the day. That's led you here to this moment right now. You might open the senses sends out in all directions, filling the space of the room around you. How it caresses and supports the body. You might bring a gentle swallow inside the mouth. The mouth open to tasting. Just noticing any residue of leftover taste. And the ears, how they're open to hearing. Not needing to reach out towards sound. Can you feel yourself as an open receptivity? Or like a field of hearing? How sounds spontaneously come and go. And the inner eyes open to seeing. How there may be darkness or little specks of light behind the eyes. The eyes are closed. And just feeling more and more, just the capacity for seeing. And then feeling back behind both eyes, feeling the eyes as sensation, back to a center point inside the head. And then sensing, if you will, the energy eyes as they drop down moment to moment through the hollow of the throat. And landing perhaps in the heart space or in the central core of the body. It might be down in the belly or deeper still. And welcoming the whole body in its very aliveness. You might feel an underlying hum to the body or vibration. How there's a gentle life force that's animating the body and bringing with it a sense of vitality. Might come as the undulation of the breath or just this underlying pulse, shimmering or vibration. Feeling this, perhaps dropping in the question of what is most calling your attention for this practice, setting an intention. It might be simply to meet what is. Or to explore a ground of ease or well-being. Or this ease of being. Whatever the intention, feel it now as a felt sense in the body. Affirm it. And all the while, there's just this underlying vibration or hum, that life force that's living through you. You might open into the heart space again, if it feels right, and just see if you're a unique expression of life itself. How does it want to live through you? Not going to the mind for the answer. This deep, heartfelt calling or longing. Perhaps it's a song of the heart. That's been singing your whole lifetime. In the background, just waiting to come forward and be heard. And felt. Just stay open to the question. There may be no cognitive answer, just a felt sense in the heart space or somewhere else that's resonating deeply. What is it that when you wake up in the morning, the heart just says, yes, yes? Again, it might just be a felt sense, or there might be a one word essence that bubbles forth. Compassion. Loving kindness. Truth. Creativity. And just setting it free to be here, just as it is. Maybe wordless, it may just be the openness to the inquiry. And then sensing back, feeling into this underlying sense of ease, peace. A grounded alertness that may be here. And just welcoming in the felt sense of well-being, ease, peace. Whatever the inner resources is. You might first just notice how it lights up in the body as sensation. Where and how do you feel peace or well-being or stillness in or around the body. Can you sense it and feel into it like a touchstone that you can sense at any moment how it's always here, just waiting? And if it's helpful, you could use all the senses, bring to mind a favorite place, whether in your imagination or in life itself, that helps to cultivate this feeling of the inner resource of ground or peace. Noting the colors or textures of this space. Sights, smells. And then at some point the images fall away and you're just staying with the reverberation. It's this visceral sensation in the body. It might be just this ease of being, your very presence. Something here that's deeply okay in this moment, just as it is. Your very presence that's beyond time. It's timeless. This quality of being that feels both localized, equally expansive or spacious. Utterly complete and whole. And from this field-like quality of being or sense of ground or well-being, welcome sensations inside the mouth. From the floor of the mouth, to the roof of the mouth, inner walls of the cheeks, left and right. Feel the center of the tongue like a pool of sensation. Feeling into the jaw, the hinge of the jaw. And if there's any tension, might you sense right into the center? Or feel the space surrounding the tension? Notice what happens. Sensation from jaw into the inner ear canals. Feel your way. You might find little pockets of unnecessary tension deep inside the ears. If so, just feeling right into it. All along the inner curves to the outer ears, the folds of the earlobes. Sensing the skin of the face. The bones around the eyes. And the eyes like two spheres of sensation resting deep inside the head. Center point in the center of the head. Feel the crown, back of the head, the whole head tingling of sensation. All the while, this underlying sense of well-being and ease of being, stillness. Sensation flowing through the shoulders. Streaming down through the arms into the hands. Not just looking down with the inner eyes, but feeling both arms and hands from within, their very aliveness. From the tips of the fingers through the palms, hollows of the elbows, all the way up through the shoulders, and sensing the whole torso deep in the center, the inner walls, front and back, left and right. Since the outer surface of the torso, backside, front side. Just noticing any contractions or flows of sensation. And welcoming hips, thighs, lower legs, feet and toes. A tingling or vibration. Sensing both legs, one feeling. And just noting sounds that may be coming and going and feeling them as pure vibration. All the while, this background presence, ease of being. Something here that's still. Deeply at peace. And then welcoming the whole body once again, the whole body alive as vibration, shimmering. And all the changing sensations of body. Perhaps movements of thought, sounds coming and going. Unhook attention, just set them free. They're just happening. And let attention drop back into this deeper field of being and well-being. It's witnessing presence. And then welcoming the body being breathed. Just joining with the flow of inhalation, the natural flow of exhalation, just as it is. Right, notice if the breath is more shallow or deep. Is it smooth and refined or more choppy and staccato? We'll follow the inhalation. Downward movement of energy that opens in at first through the nostrils, through the throat, and opening in through the lungs. Now there's a gentle expansion on the inhalation in all directions. And then the pause and the turn of the exhalation. Even as the body softens and releases, the upward flow of energy of the exhalation out through the lungs, up through the throat, out through the nostrils in all directions, just noting each breath. And we'll begin to welcome in, if it feels right to you, a gentle hum on the exhalation. How it both extends the exhalation and opens the body to subtle vibration from sound. Feel yourself more and more as this background presence, this field of being, in which the sound and vibration is unfolding and dissolving. So you might join in if it feels right, your own rhythm, or just feel the vibration. Continuing to interweave the inner resource of well-being, peace, the background stillness is equally here. Follow the subtle vibration all the way to its source. It's abiding stillness. Underlying wholeness that's been untouched. You might welcome in any particular emotion or thought, image. Set it free, just like a butterfly that's passing by. Feeling yourself more as the open spaciousness, your very presence. As attention is set freed, it may just naturally turn back in and open as this great transparency of awareness itself. Just resting as this witnessing presence. And just noting how there may be a blush of happiness or just a pleasure, perhaps an abiding equanimity that's just here. And if it's not here, just meeting what's most calling attention. But now, at times there might be some gentle pleasure or equanimity that's here for no reason at all, just as we open into this greater spaciousness or openness as a witnessing presence. Taps into these qualities that are more essential. Equanimity itself, love itself, peace, just bubbling up. And you might welcome back in the heartfelt longing or calling. How it's arising from this greater field itself. Or just opening in, if you're a unique expression of life, how does it want to be lived through you? Is this heartfelt expression of who you are. And just seeing how this resonates in the body, just open to the question itself, not going up to the mind for an answer. And then touching into this sense of the inner resource once again, it might just be a deep okayness with everything just as it is. How in this moment, there's nothing to defend or protect. Just your very presence. Or perhaps a sense of well-being and ease. And feel how it lights up in the body. How it may feel expansive, or equally that visceral felt sense in the body again, that it's a touchstone. Come back to it. Welcome it in. And perhaps set an intention as you move throughout the evening and into tonight, how at any given moment you can pause, perhaps notice the gentle caress or undulation of your body breathing. Tap into the sense of deep okayness or peace. Weave in the inner resource. Anchor into it. Feel it. It's a gift that you can give to yourself. Touch into it little and often if it feels right. And as you're falling asleep tonight, you might nourish this and let the body fall asleep in this abiding sense of just your ease of being. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, at first just lie still, don't move a muscle. Touch into this touchstone once again. There's something about you, this witnessing presence that's here deeply still, in which the body and the world awakens in you. So we can run these experiments. And then as it feels right, we want to take lots of time tonight to begin to let the body and mind come back online, even as you're continuing to nourish this deep felt sense of well-being and ease of being. Watch how the body will naturally come back online. The senses come back online. It just starts to reawaken in its own natural way. The breath might expand a little bit more fully. Or there might be a gentle movement that starts to happen through the legs or the arms and hands, or a natural stretch that just wants to unfold. And as you're ready, again, there's no rush. Right at 6 o'clock Pacific time. 9 o'clock Eastern. At some point, if you've been lying down, the body may find its way to turn onto one side. You might rest there for a little while, being sure to support your head and neck. Maybe bending your knees so that you're supporting the low back. But be gentle with yourself. You've got time to transition. And then as you're ready, you'll come up to a comfortable seated position. And, you know, let your eyes blink open, blink back closed again, blink open again, all the while touching into the inner resource, feeling that deep sense of peace, not as something you do, but as an inherent part of who you are, of what is most essential about you. And, you know, if you're here or if you're at home and you're going to drive off here in a little while, just be sure to spend some time. We can talk with one another. You can walk around, have a drink of water, get a snack, reground. Yeah, take all the time you need. I'd love to thank you all for your presence and the way that you've shown up for one another. It's been really beautiful. This is just the first full day. Thank you to all of our amazing assistants. And that includes Kajal and Denny Shea for holding the space for the online portion. Thank you to Jennifer. Thank you to everybody. It's just been great. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I hope you are too. Yeah. So thanks. And I'll hand it over to you, Denny Shea.